Lucky Heather by Sue Tedden, with Lindsay Coulson as Heather, Abigail Hart as Natalie, and Ben Crowe as Ryan. Episode 5, True Grit.
I was just in the mood for Seven Brides for Seven Brothers and a donut the other night. I must have needed the sugar fix. Oh, I loved that film when I was little, before I got into proper westerns, like Red River and The Naked Spur. I suppose the songs and the frocks appealed to me. But even then, I didn't think it was fair the way the townsfolk thought that they were better than the country folk, that they were the only people who knew how to live right and be civilised. Sometimes you get hacks and film crews on our estate trying to dig up trouble, and I say to them, ring a few doorbells in your own street if you want a nice juicy story. We're doing our best here and probably trying a lot harder than you are to live decent lives. Howard Keel would run them off the homestead.
Oh, go on.
I told you that. I can't take Shauna this week. I'm working. Anyone want this last bit of toast?
You go to that room above the pub every day. Playing Walk Warrior on your computer isn't exactly full-time employment.
No, don't worry, you two.
I'll get it.
Pour us another cup of that.
What do you do up there all day?
What? Emailing companies, right?
Yeah.
Pitching for business.
So take Shauna with you.
And what about all my computer gear? Valuable stuff. I don't want her mucking about with it.
Oh, give her Wally Rabbit in a shoebox and she's sorted.
Oh, please, Rye.
I need to do something different, just for a bit. Exercise the brain I used to have before it got turned into baby Rye.
Oh, well, not to worry, Nat.
Sorry, Mum.
Oh, don't put yourself out, Ryan.
Hmm?
I'll pour myself one.
Who's that?
Hmm? Oh, I thought it was Angela Howard, who I used to clean for. I had that Maggie Thatcher mug I said I broke by accident. They're moving to Toronto.
Oh, lucky cow. Oh, and she phoned up Shelf about it.
Hmm. They need to sell their house quick, so I'm going to go round to help shampoo the carpet. Apparently, if you put a few drops of vanilla essence in a warm oven, punters will go for that and all.
We'll have to remember that when we've saved up enough to buy our own place, won't we, Rye?
Yeah, which could take 50 years if I'm too busy babysitting Shauna.
Oh, is Ickle Daddy Ryan feeling a teensy bit cornered?
Yes.
Nice one. Bit more marmalade, babe.
You want the side table back here? I thought I might try it by the window with big bars of tulips on it.
All right.
They do say flowers make a house look loved. You've saved my life helping like this, Heather. What a week for Tina to get the flu.
Oh,
thanks. Oh, I tell you what, those carpets look as good as new. Ah, you'd have no trouble selling this place.
Well, I hope not. Peter's firm wants us over there by the end of the month. They're putting us up in the company apartment until we find somewhere permanent.
I saw a holiday programme about Toronto.
Oh, it looked lovely. I bet you can't wait. Oh, there's so much to do. My sister's taking the cats, so that's a relief, and the furniture's going into storage. But I have to be utterly ruthless with everything else. It's horrifying the amount of stuff you acquire over the years.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. The exercise bike I use as a coat rack. Do you know, I counted yesterday and we've got 27 mugs.
27?
And then there's Jamie's computer.
Oh.
Peter's promised him a new one to make up for leaving his friends. And all my lovely tubs of flowers in the front porch. Oh dear, I'm starting to panic again.
Listen, I can come back next week if Tina's still ill.
And heaven only knows what secrets Charlotte's room is keeping.
Has she still got wall-to-wall Robbie Williams posters? It felt like he was dusting with me whenever I cleaned in there.
I miss the Robbie Williams face. We still had conversations with each other back then.
Oh, tell me about it. Nat's 18 going on 8. Is Charlotte giving you grief at the moment?
I'd ironed some of her T-shirts, and I was just putting them in her room when she came in. I wasn't snooping, Heather, honestly. Next thing I know, there's a huge padlock on the door and a sign saying, do not enter.
Yeah, they think they invented privacy, didn't they?
It's drugs. I know it is. On top of everything else, moving to Toronto, selling the house. I think she's a drug addict.
I've come to see the breadwinner at work. Only you're not winning bread, are you, babe? You're emailing your mate Simon about... Oh, let's see. How much you scored on Walk Warrior Level 6?
Where's Shauna?
Downstairs with Maeve. Which gives you and me time to assemble this.
What is it?
I saw it in the charity shop. Nearly new playpen, a snipper, £5. And I thought, hey, that's just what Ryan needs for his office so he can have Sean around whenever he likes. Like now.
Oh, man.
There's a talk at the library about retraining opportunities for women with kids, and me and Karen thought we'd see what they had to offer.
Retraining as what?
Well, I don't know, do I? So I'm going. Now, I've brought everything you'll need. Bottle, nappies, couple of bananas, Wally Rabbit. Oh, you two are going to have such a laugh together, aren't you? Of course you are!
Sugar?
Artificial sweetener. 2, please. Oh, next to the microwave. Well, of course I don't know for sure that Charlotte's on drugs, but what else could it be? She looks terrible.
Boyfriend trouble? Not eating properly, huh?
Pink eyeshadow? She wanted a gap year, so we said fine. But all she's done is go to a million rock festivals with her friends. Huh, if you can call them that. They scare the hell out of me, particularly her so-called boyfriend, Dan. He's got a pierced eyebrow.
If she chose friends you liked, she'd only have to dump them. Clause 6 in the Stroppy Madam Charter.
But she's in and out at all hours, won't say where she's been, goes straight to her room. And when you do try to talk to her, she acts as if she's got something to hide. I mean, I expect you're more used to drug addicts where you live, but round
here... Oh, hang on a minute, Angela. That is rubbish. I mean, if anything, we're more vigilant about drugs on my estate than you are.
I didn't...
You only have to open the Sunday papers to read about some young duke of somewhere dealing coke or film stars with junky daughters. No, this isn't an underclass thing.
I'm sorry. I'm not very rational right now.
I'm sorry too. Look, we look after each other on the estate. That's why I get a bit sensitive about it.
Toronto will be so good for her. She's going to medical school. She'll find new friends. But if she's on drugs, how can we make a fresh start for ourselves?
Look, ever since I stopped cleaning, I've done a bit of part-time work.
In that pub, you told me?
No. Well, I help people. Sort of a cross between private detective and a nosy Parker. And although I say it myself, I'm pretty good at it.
I had no idea.
Well, me neither. It sort of just happened. So, I was thinking, do you want me to check on what Charlotte's up to and hopefully put your mind at rest?
Really? Would you?
Well, I'll give it a go. Oh, and I hope you don't mind me asking, but is your Jamie's old computer really up for grabs?
Well, what kind is it?
Like I'd know. It's grey, keyboard, screen thingy, all the usual gubbins, and it's free.
That's it, darling. Come on, finish your yoghurt. No, 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 not on the floor. In your mouth. That's a good girl. Do you know how old it is?
A couple of years. Well, Angela Howard isn't short of a few, Bob. So it's bound to be a good one. Would you want it or not?
Yeah, definitely. Neil in the pub's looking for a PC for his kid's birthday. If I clean this one up, install new software, couple of games, make £100 profit.
Oh, James, you'll be working too hard to play Walk Warrior anymore.
I'll be working too hard to have Shauna.
No way, we agree.
You'll just use a rush job, innit? Kid's birthday's on Sunday.
Well, we said we'd share childcare, starting now, and this week it's your turn.
Yeah, I know, but
you can't pick and choose when. I want to go to the job centre tomorrow and see what's on offer.
You never said.
Oh, I'm bored, Mum. I want to do something, be someone again, not just Shauna's mum.
Good for you. And you know I'll always have her in a crisis.
When are Shauna?
Not tonight, though. I'm going to try following Charlotte Howard, see where she goes and what she gets up to.
Oh, I bet she is a junkie.
And Ryan, I told Angela you pick up that computer first thing tomorrow morning.
How?
I don't know. Bus, minicab, a mate with a car. Do the words gift horse and mouth ring any bells?
Left the house. I think she's heading for the bus stop.
All right, Angela. Leave it to me.
She's wearing a scruffy leather jacket and combat trousers.
Right. I'll call you tomorrow morning.
Oh!
I'm sorry, I didn't see you. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, anyway, I can't talk to you now, Natalie. I'll see you. Bye.
You're Heather, aren't you? You used to clean for my mum, Angela Howard?
Oh, yes. That's right.
I'm Charlotte, her daughter. My room was covered in Robbie Williams posters.
Of course, Darla. I've just been visiting a friend who lives round here. She's sick. Ill, you know, she's got a tummy bug. Mm. That sort of thing. Anyway, nice seeing you.
Hello?
Mum, how you getting on?
I'm too cocky by half. That's my trouble. Honestly, I've made a right pig's ear of this.
What happened?
Probably stopped enough. I was just about to follow Charlotte from a discreet distance when she walked right into me.
She didn't.
Then would you believe it? She got on the same bus as me. So I had to stay on after she got off. But I saw which pub she went into. I'm here now. It's the Three Horseshoes.
Isn't that where all the crusties hang out?
Yeah, and I stand out like a sore thumb. If I'd known I was coming here, I wouldn't have put a comb through my hair.
They're not seeing you.
Well, now, that's the other thing. I slipped in through the side door, but now there's a band setting up its gear, so the only exit's right past her and her mates. Well, I can't let her see me again.
What are you going to do?
Resort to plan B, I suppose. Listen, I'll see you later, love, all right?
Bye, Mum.
Bye. Excuse me, mate. Where's the ladies?
Ow, that hurts.
A bag of frozen peas, that can it.
Lie still, will ya? Haven't been wearing those stupid shoes.
Got to admit, it is funny.
When I was your age, I was always climbing out of toilet windows. Pubs, discos, I was famous for it.
You're not my age anymore, I am.
Oh, if only I'd missed that wheelie bin, I'd have landed properly. You don't think I've broken my ankle, do you?
It was just a sprain. Those peas should take swelling down.
Yeah, perhaps I'm not cut out for this cloak and dagger stuff.
It was a bit daft following someone you know.
Well, Ryan can do it then. Charlotte doesn't know him.
But she doesn't know me. Anyway, he's promised Neil he'll have that computer ready by Saturday. And he's promised me he'll have Shauna.
Really? Would you do it, Nat? Oh, I'd hate to let that Angela down.
Well, I'd love to. I'm bored out of my skull here. But I'm not climbing out of any windows. Someone has to be a grown-up round here.
You look fine, honestly.
Well, I don't want to look too obvious, but I don't want to dress like a smackhead either.
I don't think this is such a great idea, Nat.
Well, you know what a wuss I am. Any sign of trouble and I'll leg it. See? I'm wearing trainers. Oh, I've got butterflies, Rye. I'm so excited.
Terrific.
Thanks for taking care of Shauna. You know how much I appreciate it.
Any time. Especially now when I've got a kosher job, paying proper money.
She'll sleep, probably. You don't even know she's there. You will remember she's there, wouldn't you, Rye?
Who?
You prat. Right. Mrs. Howard said Charlotte always goes off Wednesday lunchtimes. Wish me luck.
Take care now.
Coming. Oh, I'm coming, all right. If you're selling God or electricity, you can toddle off now.
Hiya, Heth.
Joe.
In the flesh and twice as gorgeous. You look good.
I look crap. I've sprained my ankle.
Maeve told me. Aren't you going to invite me in?
All right, but only because I need to sit down again.
Here, let me give you a hand.
No, thanks. I can manage perfectly well on my own. But then I've had years of practice, haven't I, Joe?
Shauna, pop it. Daddy knows how much you love your nursery rhymes. Daddy loves them too. He's heard them often enough. How about we just have a teeny-weeny little break from Humpty Dumpty while Daddy installs this software, okay? Right. Now, let's see if Daddy can crack this procedure a fourth time without calling Mummy lots of bad names for leaving you here. How does that sound?
How did you sprain it?
If I said climbing out of a pub toilet window, would you believe me?
Of course I would. Remember, I'm the fella you left sitting there like a lemon all those times. I had a fight with someone once because I told him your seat was taken.
Oh, you did it when we was having a row, or when you were chatting up other women, or... Oh, remember this one, Joe? When you wondered who else might have got me pregnant with Natalie? Happy days.
That's history. Water under the bridge.
Why are you here, anyway?
I was delivering this fridge to a woman in Sandon, thought of popping the Admiral on the off chance, and Maeve said you were laid up with a sprained ankle.
Well, that's still no reason to visit.
I know what a bad patient you are. Remember that time you got chicken pox and I had to put you in oven gloves?
Yes.
So I nipped into the video shop, got you Let's see. Silverado, True Grit, The Outlaw Josie Wales. They didn't have much choice.
I've got Silverado.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Yes?
Mum, it's me.
Oh. Hello, love, how's it going?
Oh, this is great. I feel like the prize eye in a movie.
Where are you?
On the train. When she bought her ticket, I stood just close enough to hear where she was going. Oh, I love this, Mum.
Don't get too cocky. Remember what happened to me?
How is the ankle?
Oh, it's throbbing. I put the frozen peas back. Listen, love, I've got to go. I've got a visitor.
Who is it? Maeve?
No, Nat. No, it's no one you'd know. All right, see you later, love.
Okay, bye.
That was your daughter. You know, the one whose birthday you never remember.
I don't like to open old wounds.
But they're our old wounds, Joe. Nat's done nothing wrong.
Does she ever talk about me?
Sometimes, but not in front of Shauna. She don't want her picking up bad language. Oh, remember Shauna, your granddaughter?
I know.
She has birthdays and all. Got one next month, so there's a bit of advance warning. So, how are you, Joe?
Okay. Well, it's a bit tough right now. I got laid off. That's why I'm doing this delivery work, cash in hand. The kids are great, though. Sam's the right little monkey. And Thomas leaves school this summer. He wants to be a chef.
Oh. And how's Dawn?
Oh, you know. Same as ever. She's got a part-time job at a dry cleaner's. Lifesaver right now, what with things the way they are.
I found an old photo the other day on the Dodgems. Well, must have been 82, 83. You and me, Dawn and Graham. What happened to him after she fell for you? My boyfriend and my best friend.
I wish we could be friends again.
That's a shame. I don't. But 8 out of 10 for bringing around the cowboy videos. Very thoughtful. If I wasn't bored witless, I'd chuck them back at you. Oh, shut the door on the way out, will you?
You were early. You don't need it till 1:30.
Sorry?
You are coming out?
No.
Oh, don't mind me, love. I lose track. What can I get now?
Diet Coke and a packet of crisps, please.
Rightio. Sorry about that. I thought you were someone else.
It's okay.
I haven't seen you in here before, have I? I'll be 1:40, please.
No. I'm meeting my boyfriend.
Yeah? Really? I couldn't drag my old woman in here if you paid her. Well, not Wednesday lunchtime.
Why? Oh, that's in my expect.
You'll see. Have fun.
Yeah.
Sorry I couldn't talk earlier. Where are you?
Pub near the river. The Star and Garter.
Are you okay? It's a bit dodgy around there.
Well, you're telling me. I'm the only girl in the old room.
Do you want me to come and get you?
Mum, I'm not a kid. I can look after myself.
What's Charlotte up to?
I don't know. I followed her in, but she must have gone to the loo. She better not be climbing out the window.
Give it 20 minutes tops. And if you can't find out anything useful, come home. You promised me, love.
All right. It's a pretty rough pub, but it doesn't seem very druggy. I don't know what she's... Oh, my God.
What is it? Matt? You okay? Matt? Matt?
And now, gents. The gorgeous girl that makes our Wednesday lunchtime so special. She's our dish of the day, ready to get down and dirty for your delectation. It's Charlie Angel.
Hi, do you mind if I join you? That bald bloke won't leave me alone.
Well, be my guest.
He thinks I'm a dyke anyway, just because I don't fancy him. You'll just prove it.
Oh, I don't want to...
No, sit down. He's like, are you a lesbian? So I'm like, are you the alternative? Still, keeps him off my case. Do you want a chip?
Oh, no, thanks.
The best bit about working here is the pie and chips afterwards. Why else would he take a kit off for this bunch of losers?
You're ever so brave.
I couldn't do it. You're brave just for being here. It's a dump.
Oh, I'm supposed to be meeting someone.
Have you been stripping for long? A couple of months. I've got 8 regular gigs around town now. I was petrified at first. My hands were shaking so much I couldn't get my bra off.
Why'd you do it? Oh, sorry, I bet you get asked that all the time.
Not by the punters. It wouldn't cross their minds. Are you sure you don't want a chip? I'm stuffed.
All right.
Why does anyone do it? Money, of course. It's not brilliant, but it beats Would you like fries with that?
Well, it's always down to money, isn't it?
I'm going to be an environmental scientist, but not for the money. This is just a means to an end.
Oh, how's that?
It's a 4-year course. If I want a roof over my head, I need money put by.
Can't your mum and dad pay for you?
Can, but won't. They're moving to Canada, so they expect me to study there. Leave my home, my life, my boyfriend, turn into someone I'm not and never will be.
I wouldn't mind moving to Canada.
Well, you go then. Be the daughter they never had. I'm obviously not up to it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to poke my nose in.
No, I'm sorry. You're just being friendly. This place just gets to me.
What's your boyfriend like?
Dan. He's brilliant. They'd love him too if they gave him the chance.
Well, mine's great and all, but I'm lucky. My mum approves.
Dan knows why I'm doing this. My parents wouldn't get it in a million years.
The barman thought I was a stripper too.
You could be. Why not?
Oh, do me a favour. I had a baby last year. My tummy's like cottage cheese. I'd need a stage name like, how about Sonia Strickmark?
Yeah, right.
Seriously, today was like this major turning point. I know what I want to do with my life now.
Sonia Strickmark.
Oh, Charlotte thinks I've got a very big future.
I think you've got a very big bum.
Apparently, all the punters like strippers with a bit of flesh on them.
Tell me you're joking, Nat, please.
I had you gab for a minute, though, didn't I?
I don't want to share you with anyone. You're my Sonia Strickmark.
I'll do a special performance tonight. How about that? And you can do me a full monte.
You ain't the only one who had a good day. I finished Neil's computer early, threw in a couple of extra games, and look. 120 quid. He was dead impressed.
So am I, you clever thing. Mum?
Yeah?
Ryan made 120 quid on that computer Mrs. Howard gave him.
Oh. Then he can tell her Charlotte's a stripper.
Well, at least she's not a junkie. She should be pleased.
Pleased? No, sorry, Nat, you've lost me.
Charlotte knows what she wants and she's going for it. If it means taking your kit off, fair enough.
She reckoned Nat could be a stripper too.
I thought you wanted to be a private eye, like in the movies.
Actually, I do know what I want to do with my life.
Oh, let's see. Supermodel, professional tennis player, international jewel thief.
Like I said, Charlotte was brilliant. She's so sure of what she wants from her life and doing whatever it takes to get there, even if it's not easy. Difficult, even. That's why you need your family and your fella to stand by you.
Yeah? So?
Spit it out, Nat. I'm losing the will to live. I want to go to university.
I put all the wine glasses and tumblers in that packing case by the fridge. Here's some more bubble wrap. Oh, you can probably fit the champagne flutes on top.
Okie doke.
Oh, we last used them when Charlotte got her A-level results. Before she turned on us.
She hasn't turned on you.
She just wants to take a different direction, that's all.
But she's so young. How can we leave her behind?
19's grown up, Angela. I was a mum at 19.
And I suppose you'd recommend that to Charlotte?
I didn't recommend it to Nat, but she ignored me. They ignore you. They know better. Sometimes they're right, and sometimes they're wrong.
I know she can look after herself, but I can't help feeling we're abandoning her.
Listen, Angela, you should count your blessings. You thought Charlotte was a junkie. Well, she isn't. She's a budding environmental scientist. You thought her boyfriend was a deadbeat. He isn't, and she loves him so much, she wants to stay in England with him.
So she says.
You worried about where she was going and what she was up to. She's a... Well, she's been working in a pub to save money, so she doesn't have to scrounge off of you. She deserves a Daughter of the Year award. The girl's a star.
When you put it like that, it does sound rather impressive.
Oh, she's impressed, Nat. It's been Charlotte this and Charlotte that ever since you met her. Thanks to your daughter, my daughter wants to do a history degree.
Really?
And Jamie's old computer did wonders for Ryan's self-esteem. Yeah, at the end of the day, your family's been quite an influence on my lot.
I'd like to pay you for your time, Heather. You've been such a help.
No, you're not. You gave us the computer.
I was pleased to find a home for it. Well, that just leaves everything else. And I haven't even looked in the loft yet. The more I pack, the more junk I find. I think it's breeding.
OK, I'll tell you what. If you still want to get shot off her exercise bike, Nat'll have it.
Oh,
she's determined to get rid of her tum. Oh, and if you give me your plants, I'll have pride of place on my balcony. Oh, and the Sutter Estate Community Centre's always after gear for their old folks' luncheon club. They'll be thrilled to have your mugs.
In True Grit, Episode 5 of Lucky Heather by Sue Tedden, Lindsay Coulson played Heather, Abigail Hart, Natalie, and Ben Crow, Ryan. Jilly Bond played Angela, Lisa Kay, Charlotte, Gavin Muir, Joe, and Tim Treloar, the barman. The director was David Hunter.